Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
Hey everyone, it's Call Me Adam, and we are here live in New York City talking with singer and associate director Seth Sykes. Hi Seth.
Hi, so good to be here.
It's so great to be here. We have done numerous interviews before, but this is our first in-person interview, and I'm so thrilled that you're able to be part of my new podcast, Bearing It All with Call Me Adam.
I'll do my best to bear everything I have.
We love it. You are going to be returning to Fine Signs 54 Below on August 14th with your show, The Songs That Got Away, which are the songs of Judy Garland. So this time around, what is going to make this show different from previous incarnations of it?
It's funny that you ask, because it's not going to be very different at all. No, that's not actually true. I haven't done this particular Judy Garland show in like 3 or 4 years, and since then I've met many people and have garnered several new fans along the way, and those people haven't got to hear like the big Judy Garland songs, like the songs that you might expect to hear when you come. I started doing more lesser known songs. So I thought it would be fun to go back and do my original show, which I did about, I think, 5 years ago. My very first show I did at 54 Below. Pull out all those big hits that people want to hear and not do anything brand new.
That's amazing. Well, everyone loves the big songs because they're recognizable. They can sing along to them. And everyone knows them.
There is one sort of thing, interesting thing I think about it that I'm going to do, and it's why it's called The Songs That Got Away, is because Judy died tragically, as you know, at age 47, and if she had lived a normal lifespan, imagine all the songs that she might have sung, songs that she never got to hear. Mm-hmm. So that's where this alternate title comes from, the songs that got away. And so I'm not doing, you know, like a whole bunch of them, but I thought it would be interesting to consider all the great material that if she had lived, say, as long as Liza has lived, mm-hmm. all the songs she would have sung, like, you know, she never got to hear The Score of Follies, mm-hmm. all those great Sondheim songs that came, you know, Losing My Mind, she would have been great on I'm Still Here, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So we're gonna play with a little bit with that and imagine some of the material she might have gotten to had she lived. Dear, when you smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony. Zing went the strings of my heart.
Okay, so what is the first song that you knew needed to be in this show?
So when I was a little boy, I watched obsessively VHS tape of Judy in a movie called Summer Stock, an MGM musical, and it was the first time I'd ever seen Judy. Maybe I'd seen Wizard of Oz, but this is the first time she ever registered for me. And I was completely obsessed, and I watched it all the time. And so I performed all around the house, Get Happy, as much as possible. And, you know, it was the kind of thing that, you know, I wanted to sing in the talent show, but my dad was like, no, don't let us. Like, that would be, you know, that kind of thing, that kind of song that I wanted to sing my whole life. And the first time I did this show, when I incorporate the show into my life story about singing it in church as a little boy, but the first thing I thought was, if I'm going to have orchestrations, because I use a seven-piece band.
A seven-piece band at 54 Below?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big sound. Yeah. Probably a little bit too big for the space, and certainly too big for the stage.
I was going to say, where does everybody stay?
I have a little, you know, three or four feet where I can move around, but it works somehow. But I thought, if I'm going to have an orchestration, the first thing I wanted to sing was Get Happy. So that's, I guess, what comes to mind.
And we definitely could use that song in these days.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. So what is it about her music that makes you want to have a whole show dedicated to her?
So I can't quite exactly tell you what it is about the music, but what I can say about my relationship to the music is that these songs have meant so much to me my entire life, and it's really sort of the only kind of song that I can sing and that I can connect with. I'm not, whenever I try to sing pop music or contemporary musical theater, it sounds really stupid. But if I open my throat and sing The Man That Got Away, for some reason, I connect to it. Now, there is also that connection, too, which is that as I was growing up as a gay man, listening to these songs and listening to Judy sing them and going through heartbreaks and love affairs, I would connect these songs to those moments in my life. So things like, you know, the epitome of a love song for me is the Man That Got Away song, the Broken Heart song. Mm-hmm. So I certainly connect with those. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that I really love this music and I don't want it to go away. So I don't think a lot of people my age sing this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's sort of my mission in some way to keep the songs alive and to keep Judy's legend alive. Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you to create this show from idea to inception?
35 years. No, I'm kidding. Actually, it happened really, really quickly. That first time I did this show at 54, I had not been on stage in over a decade. I no longer considered myself to be a performer at all. And it's still, in some ways, I question that. I had been singing these Judy songs at piano bars for years and years, just around the piano, and I felt this need in me to perform it and do it with a band and get back on stage. And so my idea for the show, I think, was in like the beginning of July, and then I did my first performance in September. So it took, is that 4 months?
Yeah.
3 or 4 months to put it together, yeah.
That's amazing.
And suddenly I had orchestrations and a script and a music director and press and like, and then, you know, and it was supposed to be this one night only thing for my friends, that was really supposed to be just for fun. But here I am 5 years later doing it again.
What is, since it's called The Songs That Got Away, yeah, what is a song that got away from you that you just wish everybody would know that they may not know of hers?
So there's a song from a movie called Gay Paris, which was an animated movie in which Judy played the cat. Actually, I think she just did the vocals for the cat. But Harold Arlen wrote the songs, like the same guy, obviously, who wrote Wizard of Oz and A Star is Born. He wrote this fantastic song for her called Paris is a Lonely Town. And it sounds kind of like When the Sun Comes Out or something. And it's this sad song about this cat wandering around Paris with a broken heart. Oh, it's beautiful.
That sounds wonderful. I'll have to check it out.
Please do. Please do. And it has a big climax in Judy fashion, a big open-throated belt. It's pretty great.
I love that. What do you feel people should know about Judy Garland that they might not? I mean, since you're such a huge fan and you've put this show together, what's something that you discovered about her that you think most people wouldn't know?
I've heard all these stories from people who are around her up until the very, like, you know, the last couple years. And she was, they said you just couldn't imagine how much fun she could be. I mean, if she walked into a room at a party, you know, a little while later, the whole room would be gathered around her, on her side of the room. So, yeah, I don't know if that's something new that people don't know about her before, but I think, you know, I think that even though the end was rough, she was still a great time up until the end.
Yeah. Hey, well, we're getting close to the end of the interview. I know, so quick. This is playing off of the title of Bearing It All with Call Me Adam.
Okay.
So if you were to bear it all, what is one detail you would reveal about yourself that you have not told yet?
I like to rehearse my vocals while riding a city bike.
Oh.
So if you pass me on the street, sometimes you'll hear me just belting at the top of my lungs, and people are always looking at me like I'm crazy, which I am, by the way.
I think I've seen you on your city bike then.
You probably have and heard me.
Yes.
I don't know if that's very revealing, but
I mean, it's something I didn't know about you, so there you go. So everybody listening is going to come to Seth's show on August 14th at Feinstein's 54 Below, The Songs That Got Away, Songs of Judy Garland, 7 p.m.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's Adam. travel clips for the business of show. CallMeAdam.com.
Thanks for listening. For more Call Me Adam, visit CallMeAdam.com and follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CallMeAdamNYC.